are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Lots to talk about today. A lot to talk about today. Looks like there may be a female type of Viagra that appears kind of promising for women's lack of sex drive. We will talk about that. Also, for those of you trying to kill cockroaches, it looks like they've outsmarted us again on a way to get away from bait. So we're going to kind of discuss why these cockroaches are evolving to be smarter than us. McDonald's has created an 1,100-calorie dish of fries, right? That, from what I understand, Japan is marketing. It's called the Mega Potato, launched in Japan. It's going to cost, I don't know, I think $5 American dollars, right, for people who really want their French fries. So this war on obesity, I think, is basically defunct at this point. Then we're going to talk about the newest species that are have been discovered, right? Some of them kind of interesting. Some of these cockroaches glow in the dark. I guess one of the animals has blue genitalia. Always exciting. Need to talk about that. Then we have a woman who died, a pregnant woman, gave birth by cesarean section, was brought back to life. She and baby are happy and alive. I'm happy, too. That's a real nice story. And for those women that get accused of losing their memory because of menopause and their husbands give them a hard time, it looks like we do lose our memory a lot of times with menopause and hot flashes. So we're going to have to figure out a way to kind of hide that, right, so we don't get a lot of crap from our spouses. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. It's never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big shout out to all the veterans out there and families of veterans and our military heroes on this Memorial Day weekend. Cannot thank you enough for your service and providing us the freedom that we live under. Thank you again from the bottoms of our heart. Memorial Day, just a touch, just a drop in the bucket of the emotion and the thanks that we really need to be showing you all. All right, now, cockroaches. I have no love for the cockroach, no love at all. These cockroaches, though, are resilient suckers. They could go weeks without water. They could even survive decapitation, from what we understand, for a period of time. But now researchers have discovered that these roaches can outsmart some human traps by evolving so that a sweet-tasting bait now tastes bitter to them. The discovery was published in today's edition of the journal Science, and they say this solves a 20-year mystery and sheds light on the cockroach's ability to, adapt. Now, remember we talked about how many researchers want us to eat bugs later to solve world hunger? So maybe this is nature's way of making sure we have a food supply later. I don't know if I'm going to be eating cockroaches, though. I mean, if they're covered in chocolate, maybe I'll be able to get it down. But other than that, no. Apparently, Walter Leal is a chemical ecologist at UC Davis, a chemical ecologist. I'm not sure, ladies, if he's single or not. You wonder. Chemical ecologist, don't they sound pretty sexy? Yeah, and he says these roaches are unbelievable. He says there is an arms race here. Cockroaches, I know. I don't know if he's single, ladies. Cockroaches are an inevitable companion to human civilization. They infest dark corners of the homes. They feed on all types of food, including our hair, glue, soap. When we see them, they flee. So the problem is many of us have difficulty spraying insecticide because of our kids. So they use these little baits, like those little things that cockroaches, I forget the 80s, famous 80s brand, where you'd see the bug go in, and then you'd see these bugs lie on their back with their legs sticking up in the air. That used to scare my little brother. Anyway, they noticed that these traps by the 90s, started to kind of lose its power. So from the 80s to the 90s, we're able to kill these cockroaches with these certain baits that were sweet flavored, and then the cockroaches, I guess, outsmarted it. Remember, bugs are smart. So basically, they tested the roaches with this high fructose corn syrup, which, you know, you kind of wonder, because with the crap that we all eat, don't you think we're kind of getting sweeter? You know, diabetics are very tasty to fungus, to bacteria, because of the sweet. So you would wonder if then the cockroaches eventually, if they did evolve this way, they would just leave the house, because we have we even have the high fructose corn syrup poured all over the floor when the kids, you know, spill something. So I'm wondering if maybe that's just the way they're just going to kind of leave houses and go someplace where it's not less sweet. Not too sure. They'll probably go to the vegetarian houses. That's my guess. Anyway, so they found that the companies decided to switch the baits to flavor fructose, and the trap seemed to work. So I guess fructose appears to be better than other types of sugary types of traps. I don't know. I thought fructose was sweet, too. So I'm a little confused. But anyway, cockroaches like bitter. I'm bitter that we haven't figured out a way to kill the cockroaches. But we really can't kill cockroaches. Remember, our bugs save us, like spiders. Spiders have a use on this earth. Not sure what. I understand their webs catch bugs or do something, and I understand scientists are looking at spider webs because these webs can have the strength of steel. Yeah, personally, I think they're a nuisance. I've been bitten by a spider. I mean, the infection was tremendous. I'm scared of spiders. I don't like spiders. I don't think we need them. If I see a spider, I kill it. I'm sorry. I just kill the spider. But there's a use. There's definitely a use. And when there's a use, there's a way. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about this female Viagra-type medication that may actually help people with hypoactive sexual desire disorder. Hyposexual sexual desire disorder. So if you're not in the mood, it's already a disorder. And then we also have, I guess, photos and texts released by the defense of George Alexander for in the Trayvon Martin murder killing. We're going to discuss some of that too. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry, I just have to text my office. I apologize. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you for all tuning in. Please follow us at Dr. Dahlia on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don for working the dials. All right, so apparently a manufacturer has come up with something they believe could be on the market by the year 2016, a female type of Viagra. Apparently, Emotional Brain is a company based in the U.S. and the Netherlands and is currently developing two drugs for the treatment of hypoactive sexual desire disorder, which is otherwise known as basically low sex drive. The primary drug is called Librados, and it has proved effective for women with low sex drive and motivation as a result of insensitivity to sexual cues. All right, now, we've talked about low sex drive in women, all right, and why many women need to be truly honest with their medical provider in order for these medications to work. All right, now, before we go into this, just remember what they said. This is supposed to increase sexual motivation, okay, for women who are insensitive to sexual cues. So this is for women where nothing then stimulates them. Now, there's many women that are not stimulated by their partner, yet they will admit to being sexually attracted to other things. I don't know, Brad Pitt, whatever. I'm not very sexy to me anymore, but you know what I'm saying. So if somebody is not having sex with their husband, let's say, and they go to the doctor and they say, oh, it's just nothing, I have no sex drive whatsoever, and then they try to take like a medication that could be similar to this, etc., and it doesn't work. Well, remember, we discussed how to determine if it's a biological issue or a psychological issue. All right. You know, there are women that are able to still reach sexual satisfaction either with a different partner or with certain self sessions, masturbating, etc. And so, but women don't admit that. Many women don't admit that to their partner that they're having sexual problems with. So when the medicine doesn't work, they say the medicine doesn't work. Okay, if you have true hypoactive sexual desire disorder, it is an extremely debilitating condition where nothing turns you on. Nothing. Nobody. Okay? So the drug, they say, is said to increase sexual motivation and psychological sexual response, such as blood flow to the genitals and lubrication, but they say it could also affect the mind. Now, unlike male Viagra, which basically deals with the blood flow issue in the erection, more of a physical issue, they say this medicine, Libridos, also targets the areas of the brain related to sexual desire. When taken, levels of the brain chemicals serotonin and dopamine are altered, giving dopamine, which to the area of the brain that is kind of associated with pleasure, attraction. This is being reported by Mail Online. Now, the newspaper reports that both drugs have a mint-flavored coating which contains testosterone in it. And testosterone is known to boost sexual desire. Once that coating has melted away, the woman swallows the tablet, which then has the delayed inner release. So I guess you need to suck on the tablet first before you swallow it, which I know is now eliciting giggles out of you guys, but come on, stop the giggles. Now, they say the pill is a close cousin to Viagra, and as in men, this enhances blood flow to the genitals, enhancing sensation. So basically, you have, and they also use buspirone, which was in Buspar. It's an anxiety medication, and that works by raising serotonin levels. So you got the testosterone coating that you kind of suck off first before the pill swallows. Then you have a medication that ups the serotonin. Then you have the Viagra component type that helps deal with the blood flow to the genitals. So, you know, in theory, these medications that have been out in combination may help. It may help a lot. And they say right now 30% of women have this hyposexual desire disorder. And that's pretty significant for a third of women. But remember, this, the women that try this and take it have to be completely honest. Completely honest. And see, the problem is some women that I'll talk to that come into my practice, they want to be honest, they just don't know. And you know, they're like, you know, I just really don't feel like having sex. All I want to do is, you know, watch TV and go to sleep at night. I really don't want to be touched. And I go, is it that you don't want to be touched by him, your husband, or you don't want to be touched by anybody? Oh, I don't know. How do you figure that out? I mean, you can't figure it out. You can't sit there and, you know, test and try to have a relationship with someone out of marriage to see if you get in the mood. And so then sometimes I say, well, let's say somebody is giving you a massage. Okay? Would you prefer your husband to give you a massage, or would you prefer somebody like, let's say, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, I don't know, who knows, Borat, I don't know. And if they say, well, come to think of it, one of the guys in my work, you know, came up and kind of massaged my shoulders, and I liked it a lot. Would you let your husband massage your shoulders? No, I don't want him touching me. All right, that's a psychological issue. All right, you know, sometimes you are very passionate about somebody. And this is why a lot of us doctors do understand the male psyche of some of these men that want to flee as soon as the morning is come. you know, after a one-night stand, there is a psychological explanation for that. And we get mad at those guys. I think many of us women have dated guys like that, and it stinks. But there is a psychological foundation and even a biological basis for that, and we understand that. You have some people that it's really hard to turn off, and you have other people they are very easily turned off, extremely easily turned off. And so you'll have, let's say, men that do a one-night stand, or women, but mostly the men will feel this, where morning comes and they don't want to be around that person. I mean, they are done. They don't want to be touched by that person. You know, they had the sexual desire. Having that sexual desire wanted them to engage in the sexual activity, but morning comes. And it doesn't have to do with you not having makeup. It doesn't have to do with your morning breath. It's the whole idea of they're done. That's it. And it wasn't somebody that maintained the love or the passion. If for some people, they need that passion to still stay attracted or aroused or into you. And it's something that a lot of teenagers don't understand, and a lot of us in our 20s, where you're dating somebody, they seem so into you. And I don't even think it's fake. A lot of women will accuse men of faking it just so they can have sex. I think some of the men out there are a lot more innocent than we think. I think they really are into you, all right, for that period of time. Because it's got to be very difficult for somebody who's not attracted to somebody to still go through the whole sexual process. Now, some of you guys out there are probably saying, nah, Dr. Dahlia, trust me, you know, we could bang anything. All right, okay, but I think a lot of you out there, honestly, if you were put in a room with somebody you weren't attracted to, I think you would have some difficulty having sex with them. So the initial attraction is there. The initial desire is there, and you can't just say it was the alcohol. Well, I slept with them because I was drunk. Remember, alcohol only enhances certain feelings that are there. If you are unattracted to somebody before you're drunk, all right, you'll still be unattracted to them. But if you have certain sexual desires, those may enhance. So you see where that fine line is? So you have people that, well, you know, night before, you look at somebody, maybe start drinking, maybe not, get attracted to them, say what they need to, become involved in an all-nighter or maybe a five-minuter, I don't know, and then all of a sudden they're done and they want to go. Maybe there's regrets. Maybe they start to think clearly because maybe you don't think as clearly, right? What was that? Smoke gets in your eyes from the platters. I won't sing it. Smoke gets in your eyes. Okay, I won't sing it. I like that song. Anyway, okay, I can't hit the high note at the end, so don't worry. I won't try to sing that note with the smoke. Okay, I won't do it. Okay, boy, this is tempting. Okay, on the break, I need to do it because I love that song. I got to sing that note. But anyway, next morning, boom, you're completely turned off. You want to flee. Well, that's the same type of mechanism that I believe starts to happen with some of these people with hyposexual arousal disorder, where it's just a turnoff. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're turned off by everybody. Somebody else could light a little fire in their step. Very interesting. But this medication, I mean, we'll see what it does. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding cut into your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tacticals, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as the Jody Arias trial had come kind of to an anticlimactic, I don't want to call it an ending, but a procrastination, I guess the trial was kind of hung on the death penalty with Jody Arias. From what I understand, there's going to have to be a new jury chosen for the hearing to resume in July for the panel to decide on the death penalty or life sentence without parole for Jody Arias. She kind of breathed a sigh of relief. Unfortunately, the family of the boyfriend that she had killed, unfortunately, now has to go through this whole thing over again. So the trial is going to be pushed off until July. Jury could not make up their mind. I mean, this trial has been going on for 5 months, you know, and for it to have to now resume. It's what the family must be going through of the deceased. And I guess Jody Alexander stays in Jody Arias stays in jail, and in limbo. And defense team still works on their defense. Prosecution still works on them, but they just look exhausted. I mean, any chance the jury just wanted to go home, and it was before Memorial Day weekend. And they couldn't make up their mind, so they said, to heck with this. Now, mind you, I'm glad that then people didn't, you know, just go, all right, let's just kill her, or let's just do life. I mean, it looks like obviously some people stuck to their guns. But I think rather than still hashing it out, I wouldn't be surprised if they said, look, we're coming up on the weekend, the long weekend, it's been 5 months. We can't make up our minds. Let's just call it. And that's what's unfortunate about these very long, exhausting juries and cases. So, it's been, a headline of CNN's for months, and the headline's going to be changing pretty soon, because we're going to be now looking at the George Zimmerman trial. That's supposed to be starting soon, too. And news is now switching over to this, where data has been released by the defense team in regards to the slain Florida teenager Trayvon Martin's cell phone, including texts with a friend about fighting, smoking pot, being forced to move out of his mother's house because of trouble at school, as well as photos of a gun and what looks like to be a potted marijuana plant. Now, the hearing next week will decide if the information that the defense team has surfaced regarding the Trayvon Martin texts and pictures will be used at the trial for George Zimmerman. Now, George Zimmerman, remember, was on Neighborhood Watch. He is charged with fatally shooting the unarmed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin last year during a confrontation at a gated community in Sanford. Prosecutors want the negative evidence omitted, but Zimmerman's defense attorney said that they, if they're going to try to portray his client as the antagonist and Martin as the victim, he wants to show the jury that Martin had talked about fighting before. I mean, this is what's so difficult about this case with the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin case, is George Zimmerman was already considered guilty by the country, possibly the world, before anybody started to hear the facts. You know, and from what we were getting bits by bits from the news, some news stations had it tainted one way, some the other. And again, I don't know how they're, I believe they're still picking the jury. I don't know how they're going to find an unbiased jury with this, because all this information has come out. But if they're going to try to say George Zimmerman decided to hunt the boy down because he was black or whatever the prosecution want to say, the defense wants to say, look, all right, this isn't a child that was an innocent boy, like the pictures that are circulating of him when he was much younger. I mean, I didn't realize the first day the pictures came that those were pictures from years ago. He was a cute kid. But then you start to then you see some of the pictures of what he was in present day, and he didn't look like a cute innocent boy. He looked like a large teenager. And the portrayal that George Zimmerman killed a little innocent boy already has tainted the case. So the defense team wants to say, look, and would want to then try to show that Trayvon Martin wasn't so innocent. The whole case is so tragic because we have a boy who's dead. And unfortunately, in the court, there is going to be what we don't want to happen, but some destruction of a dead boy's character after he died. But unfortunately, with any murder cases, I think these things are going to eventually be admissible in court, because when they're trying to prove intent on George Zimmerman's part, then they saying he just got out of his car to shoot down somebody that was innocent and walking, whereas defense is trying to prove, the defense team is trying to prove it was self-defense. this is a boy that accosted him, struck him, hit him in the nose, then, you know, how do they prove to the jury, or how do they convince the jury that this young, innocent little boy that the pictures are showing, even though those were years before this happened, was actually an aggressor? So my guess is, I mean, at first you think all of that is going to be not admissible in court, but then I don't see how it can't be. All right, it's a shame if it is, you know, because again, we're talking about somebody who died, and to drag them in the mud, you know, is a horrible thing. But we're looking at George Zimmerman's life now on the line, and if he was aggressive, if he felt he needed to defend himself and needed to shoot the boy, all right, there has to be some way for the defense team to explain that this is somebody who wasn't, you know, somebody who was a, I don't know how they're going to portray it, a non-upstanding student, somebody who had some brushes with some illegal things, etc. Not that just because the kids smoke pot, a lot of kids do, mean he, you know, should have died by any means. But if the defense needs to use self-defense, they have to explain why George thought his life was in danger. All right. Did he feel like he could have possibly died from somebody who was bigger than him? Explain why. And that's what we're going to see with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. From what we understand, some of the texts are right now being revealed. I don't have any of the direct texts except something similar to "I'm a gangsta," something about a fight, something about "I got my weed." I mean, you know, kids talk. I mean, if you look at many people's texts, it could be pretty, you know, they could be pretty colorful texts. But, like I said, the defense team has the burden of proof on them right now. All right, because somebody died. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of dying, a pregnant woman had died, given birth by cesarean section, brought back to life, and this is absolutely phenomenal. Erica Nigrelli, an English teacher at Elkins High School in Missouri City, Texas, collapsed in a coworker's classroom when she was 30 weeks pregnant. She said she felt faint, put her head down, and just passed out. Then, I guess the husband is also a teacher there. He walked in, saw her lying on the floor. Her heart had stopped. Co-workers started CPR and used a defibrillator to get it working again. They kept her alive until paramedics came, rushed her to the hospital. They delivered baby Elena by emergency C-section. All right. And then, apparently, she was able to get a pacemaker. The mom, who's 32 years old, and now mom and baby are looking pretty good. Whew, a miracle. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900.
Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is cool. An electrical engineer in San Francisco crafted an engagement ring for his girlfriend that would light up whenever he was near her. Now, Ben Cokes, or Cokies, 36 years old, secretly spent months working on a design and building the perfect ring for his girlfriend. I know some of you are like, wait a second here. He didn't go buy her a rock. He sat at home and he built the ring. The ring does have some copper in it. The ring has a copper coil that acts as a receiver, and it generates a current when exposed to an alternating magnetic field. Then, I guess, he's crafted bracelets acts as the transmitter, so when he gets 4 inches away, LED lights light up stones on the band. So he gets a bracelet, she gets the ring. The ring has 23 stones, 13 diamonds, and 10 sapphires. Ah, all right. So she does get not only a rock, a lot of rocks, 13 diamonds and 10 sapphires. That's not bad. I'm looking at it right now. It's on my Facebook page or my Twitter. It kind of looks like a wedding band that has the LED lights. But it doesn't look like an engagement ring that has a rock on it. But then again, many of us, you know, when we got, you know, when we were married and we were poor, we really didn't have a rock, you know, that much of a rock anyway. So if she's got diamonds and sapphires, she's definitely doing way better than many of us. Anyway, to easily explain the way it works, he says, think about how your electric toothbrush charges. It's a similar type of connection. See, I don't understand how the electrical toothbrush charges. I know you stick it on something, right? You stick it on the base. You have to let it sit there overnight. Then you pick it up and you brush your teeth. And then I guess you brush until the battery goes out or whatever. I've never understood electronics. I'm sorry. I understand there's AC currents and DC currents. I get all that. But I was more of a biology mind. I'm a lover, you know, not a thinker. Anyway, he incurred a few hiccups during the whole process. Probably because he was sticking the sapphires and diamonds in his mouth as he was about to place them in. But he was able to complete the ring and purpose. And propose. He proposed. He says he planned to go hiking with Julie on a trail that overlooks the city. Oh, he's in San Francisco. He had hoped to arrive at dusk, the perfect time to illuminate the ring, but there was fog at San Francisco. This is romantic. And they diverted the trail to take a trip to the ice cream shop. So we proposed at the ice cream shop. She said, oh, my God, that's incredible, and then asked to have a spoonful of his Rocky Road ice cream. No, I'm joking. All right, that's incredible. Oh, man, now you see, wait a second. She said that's incredible. Does that mean she liked the ring, or she was like, okay, this is just a little too constrictive and domineering for my taste? He said that he planned to have her pick out the ring at a professional jeweler's afterwards, but she told him that she wanted to keep his as the permanent one. Well, you have to. I mean, you know how difficult that would be. Your man works hours upon hours in his garage on a copper ring with some sapphire and diamonds, which you have to pretend and assume they're real, and then you go, I want another ring. No. Well, here's the thing. So many of us women, we can't wait to be proposed to, that will say, oh, that's fine. Then we go to work or we go to school the next day or we go out with our girlfriends and everybody wants to see the ring. And then you show them this copper wire, you know, Las Vegas light up thingy, and your friends go, oh, funny joke. Oh, ha, ha, that's a good one. All right, show us the real ring. Show us the rock. And you're like, well, no, it has some copper in it, and there's those little baby sapphires. Sapphires? Give me a magnifying glass. See, there's one, and there's two. See that one? Two. There's a girlfriend? No way. No way. You're lying. Where's the real ring? And then you kind of feel like crap. And you go, I guess this is it. And they're like, oh, honey. Oh, no way, honey. Nope. That man, this is what he does. This is what he does. He does a homemade makeshift ring. No way. To Duck Dynasty for my case. And she tells you to break off with him. Although for me, Duck Dynasty is right up my alley. Anyway, all right, so she doesn't get a big rock. That's okay. No big deal. You don't really need to. I don't understand why guys have to spend that kind of dough on the ring to begin with. It really, I don't think the bigger the rock shows how much you love the person. To be honest, the fact that my husband wanted to spend the rest of his life with me, I mean, that is probably one of the gutsiest things I've ever seen. He doesn't need to start shelling out hundreds of dollars on a piece of jewelry. And it's funny because when I was engaged, I was in medical school, and you couldn't wear, non-band. You couldn't wear rings that had, I had like a little baby diamond on mine. It was a teardrop looking one. It was a beautiful ring. exquisite ring that he had picked out for me and surprised me with, but I had to continually take it off when I was in surgery. And I had to pin it to something, and I was worried I was going to lose it. And even to this day, I only wear a wedding band. I don't wear jewelry a lot. It's in the way. So for me, my husband knew he didn't have to spend a lot of money on the ring. He did it. You know, I would rather, you know, he spend the money on psychiatric therapy to get through a marriage with me. So save the money for that if it ever comes to that. But the fact that he wanted to marry me, to me, was love enough. All right? So pretty happy about that. Good for her. But the fact that it lights up when he's a certain feet away, I don't know how much feet. Oh, when he gets 4 inches away. Oh, what? 4 inches? I thought if he was in the nearby vicinity, like up the block hailing a taxi cab, that, you know, and he kind of, that's what I was thinking. 4 inches? Oh, please. Man, what a mind blow. I'm thinking Lord of the Rings orc type, where the sword, you know, of the Hobbit Frodo, his sword would light up blue. Right? And when, I mean, it looked blue to me on the big screen or on the DVD collection set when an orc was nearby the Hobbits and they needed to run and get Stridor. Stridor was too busy making time with Arwen, which I had a huge problem with the Lord of the Rings movie with that. Viggo Mortensen did not need to hang out with Arwen as much as he did. That was too girly. Okay? I wanted to see some more ranger action. Anyway, all right, let's go to McDonald's. McDonald's has the McMega Potato, it looks like. An 1,140-calorie dish that has a whole bunch of fries that is double the size of a large order of fries. If Michelle Obama saw this in America or Mayor Bloomberg, they'd probably have a stroke looking at this, God forbid. But anyway, McDonald's has decided to, I believe, launch this in Japan. It's called the Mega Potato. Will be Mick launched in Japan, Mick today. It'll cost 490 yen, which my guess is around $5, is it? Japan Today reports that the Mega Potato is being billed as perfect for sharing. The launch comes after the director of nutrition for McDonald's insisted that its Mick menu can be Mick good for you. But when it comes to calories, all other items trail. All right, the large French fries contains 460 calories, whereas this Mega Potato is 1,100. Big Mac is 540 calories. A double quarter pounder with cheese, 740 calories. Now, remember, many of us, we like to share. All right, we like, I like somebody bringing over some pizza or some hot wings, and we all share. So we're in a recession, people. But I think we're kind of going the other way. But listen, if there's a demand, there's a supply. And I think people, even in Japan, are not really into this whole trying to get healthy thing. Fast food is supposed to be fast food. Okay, it's not supposed to be healthy. Trying to healthify fast food never made sense to me. Okay, because people don't go for fast food. If you want to eat something healthy, then you make something healthy. You don't go to fast food. All right, just like with Playboy. Okay, Playboy is Playboy. That's why people buy it. Don't go away. We'll be back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.